After Buzzers and Siesta Key fans. We are back with a full panel. So excited to talk about a page from Canvas this week's episode. We'll stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is how we feel every time this song was.
It's like Power Ranger moves.
Seriously. Especially with my jacket today.
Yes.
Guys! Oh my gosh.
Welcome
I'm so
back.
Excited.
Happy
Thank
you.
Guys
are back.
Thank you guys so, so much for taking over for us last week. Unfortunately, me and Tessa weren't here, but we're back in full of action and things to talk about because, of course, Siesta Key gets even juicier every week. But guys, before we get into it and cut to a feeling, because we have lots of feelings from tonight's episode, let's introduce us and tell them where they can find us on social media. Kiki, boom, boom.
Hey, guys. You guys can find me on all social media in Wakanda at Kiki, boom, boom.
Drew Jones.
Wakanda. What up, guys? My name's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Tessa Saval.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Tessa underscore Saval.
Hey, guys. Allie Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. Oh my gosh, guys, I feel like I'm all over the place because, one, I'm, like, so excited, and two, I just get super hyped because I love you ladies, and I love spending every Monday with you all talking about Siesta Key. Oh my gosh, guys, I have so many thoughts and feelings, and before we get into it, I would like to say, because we missed last week, which I'm so sorry that we missed, and you guys did a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you.
Tarek is amazing.
Yes. Isn't he dope? Oh,
fantastic.
If you guys didn't watch last week's podcast or listen or watch, we interviewed Tarek Jenkins, who obviously is on the show. He's such a love. He gave us so much tea. You should definitely check it out. He gave us some real life scenarios of what these people are actually like off and on the show. But what I really want to talk about is Chloe has a boyfriend, okay?
Yes.
I know you guys probably covered it last week, but she has Instagram that she has a boyfriend because poor girl keeps getting attacked by people saying, get out of other people's drama because you don't have a boyfriend, you whatever. And so she finally, because they wanted to keep it off of the show.
Right.
He didn't want to be on it. And I think that's reasonable. And I think that's great that she did, like, keep it for so long. And clearly it was something that was messing with her. And people were being rude. Mm-hmm. And it's like, back off. Live your own lives.
I mean, Hannah has a boyfriend and she's in everyone's business.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So there's that. You
There's
know,
that. But we are happy for Chloe, and we're always Team Chloe, and I think her and her boyfriend are adorable.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
so
they're
cute.
Really cute.
We are always Team Chloe, and sadly, we didn't get any of Chloe this episode, really, besides her and Kelsey, like at the at Garrett's event,
yeah,
that they put together. But speaking of Garrett and Kelsey, let's jump into that relationship right now, and I just want to say the whole countdown and, like, obviously, like, there's a there's something going on between them, but I think it's more so, like, I'm realizing, like, Kelsey kind of wants what she can't have.
Yeah.
And now that she can't really have Garrett, or she can have him, but he kind of seems to be pushing off a little bit, I think she really, really wants him now. And he's more of, I just want friends with benefits.
Yeah. Which, like, the way he was describing it to his friend felt like very, like, 13-year-old boy who's never had sex. Like, he's just like, you know, we know each other's, like, sexual tendencies. And I was like, when I was watching it, I was, like, watching it at home. And I was just like, you explained that really weird, but okay.
Like, yeah. I'll take it. No, you're absolutely right. I think Kelsey wants what she can't have. And I think that's a lot of us as humans.
Right.
We usually go for what we don't want. Like, usually we go for what, like, the people that don't want us or what we can't have. And I'm like, I love that he's really not showing her that much attention.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of just wants to do the whole friends with benefits thing. And it's making her want him even more.
Right.
But then I feel like once he's like, okay, Kelsey, I'm ready to do this, she's not going to want him.
Really? Yeah. You think that?
Yeah. Because, okay. I mean, she had her chance. They were together for 6 months and he was a really sweet dude.
Mm-hmm.
They were having picnics on the beach. But she was interested in something that was more fast-paced and fun, like Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if she gets back with Garrett, she's going to come across a Carson or someone else a little bit more fun and be like, ooh, by the way, can we put this on pause?
Right.
Yeah.
Unless she realized her mistake. I don't know.
I was going to say, I feel like it's definitely part of that, but also I think she truly didn't realize what she did have with Garrett until she lost it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's I think she kind of took him for granted because he was such a good boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah.
That's true. Some people don't realize what they have until they lose it, so.
Yeah. Which because you said fast-paced and Alex, I think it's hilarious that the words fast-paced and fun are associated with Alex because I literally think he's the most monotone person I've ever heard in
encountered
my,
or yeah, not encountered,
like,
listened
and
to.
And we can get more into him later, but there was just conversations he had tonight where I was like, there's no, like, fluctuation in your voice whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I love Alex.
Very frustrating.
I do. Nikia loves Alex.
The more annoyed people get with him, I'm like, oh, God, I love him. Because he talks so slow and he's always smiling while he's talking.
Yes.
And I can't tell what his emotions are.
Yeah.
I love you,
He does
Alex.
Always sound like he's, like, about to laugh.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, wait, going back to Garrett really quick and him talking with his friend, it was really uncomfortable to hear him talk that way about Kelsey too, because it's not as if he doesn't want it himself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and I think he wanted Kelsey, and now he's realizing, you know, oh, maybe I should just kind of figure things out, and maybe that's because he has been, maybe there's other girls he's talking to at the same time. But I was just thinking, and I wanted to ask you guys, do you think Kelsey realizes that, like, they're kind of just, like, he mentioned it to his friend as if they were friends with benefits, but I don't know if she kind of feels that way. I feel like she might be thinking they're slowly but surely getting back together.
Because he gets off that vibe sometimes, especially when they're together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why at the event she kind of cock block, but I think she felt it was in her right to, because she was rubbing up on him. She was talking to him because I think he feeds her that vibe. Like, we may be able to get back together. Juliet hurt my feelings.
Right.
Let's kind of.
But I'm not really mad at him for acting like this, because he did get done dirty, like, not once, but twice.
That's true. It's like he is trying, and he did say, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. And, but I did think it was funny that he takes her out to get ice cream, because that's the way to her heart. And then ditches her at the party.
Yeah.
Not really ditches her, but, like, she gives him the opportunity, and he denies it.
I think he also may be going through this thing where nice guys go through, where they get their heart broken, and they're like, well, the girl's, like, the douchebag, so maybe I should try to not be, like, a douchebag, but try to be, like, the guys that they always go after.
Right.
And usually a lot of young guys go through that. And then when they get a little older, they're like, you know what, let me just continue being the nice guy. So I feel like that's where he's trying to go, but that doesn't work for Garrett, because that's not who Garrett is.
Yeah, I kind of keep getting annoyed that we keep bringing up the Garrett and Juliet situation. Like, it never existed.
It never happened.
It was nothing that ever happened, I swear.
It was made up. Because when he talks about his relationship with Juliet, and I'm like, really?
Like, did we ever see them kiss? I think the only thing we really saw was her jump into his arms when they were at that, like, the football practice.
Right.
That's the only thing we really saw of them being a couple. Because the last part of season one, we saw them on a beach telling each other they didn't really think it was going to happen. So I just keep getting confused that they continuously bring up a relationship that I just don't really have any feelings towards, because I just don't feel like it existed.
Yeah, also because it feels like he's more, like, butthurt about the Juliet situation than he was the Kelsey situation.
Right,
which is strange.
It doesn't make any sense to me, because I'm like, we saw no, like, there was no chemistry, there's no, I thought in the beginning maybe that there would be.
Right.
Especially because Juliet obviously is a very affectionate person, because we see it with Alex all the time. So I just, like, whenever they bring it up, I'm like, what? Like,
I didn't see it.
Is that, it's like, you guys have a middle school relationship.
Right.
Where you just say you go together, and, like, that's it. You don't actually sit together.
And actually, now I'm, like, racking my brain, and I guess the only time they really kissed was when Kelsey walked into that bar. It was, like, the night of Polly's thing, and they all stayed both made out in front of them to kind of, like, it seems
to
like
make
it
them
was
jealous.
Yeah, but then other than that, it was you basically saw nothing.
It doesn't exist.
I don't know, but
we didn't see it. It didn't happen.
Yeah. Seriously, just like the whole Brandon thing. We're like, did it happen? I don't know.
We didn't see it.
Which we'll get into that in a second. But before we do, also Garrett is in an auction to wash somebody's car, and this mysterious Nicole wins the raffle. Which y'all thought was rigged, right?
Yeah. I'm like, come on, MTV. Let's play it a little more real, like, next time. Because he's talking to Nicole, and then she just happens to win.
Right.
Chloe's like, I hope it's me. I'm like, you know damn well. And you know what? Because a lot of reality TV, what they do, the people may not know it's rigged.
Right.
But it's like the thing where MTV probably pulls the people aside and will, like, pull this number.
Right.
Where Garrett or Kelsey or Chloe had no idea.
Right.
Yeah. But I felt like they had a hand in rigging that.
I concur. Because it was, like, this room of, like, families and middle-aged women, like, magically the only hot girl besides Kelsey and Chloe gets the gets the prize, like, okay.
Who probably signed a release because she had a speaking part. Yeah. Like, really?
That's true.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, uncomfortable about how they're clearly trying to put someone else in the scenario, and I just don't see anything there. And it kind of made me, like, the whole, like, lemonade situation, like, it was too forced for me. I don't know. Yeah. What did you guys think?
It was very, like, it gave me very, like, what's that show? Like, Real Housewives, like, Mrs. Robinson type vibes, where it's just like, oh, thank you for washing my car. Here's some lemonade. Like, you know, it's just very, like, uncomfortable. I was like, everyone knows that giving someone a drink while they're doing some type of housework for you is, like, the beginning of any freaking...
That is like a housewife, like, right. Stepford wife type thing. Like, come into my house, here's some lemonade with your shirt off. Like, girl, I mean, I like the flirting, but I did feel like it was a little too much. And she's new, and there's so many new people coming on the show. Mm-hmm. And because Garrett's character, we've never really seen that side of him, it was a little much.
Yeah.
Like, girl, take that lemonade and stop. But I did enjoy, like, I enjoyed it. Like, the sexual chemistry, I guess, whatever they were growing off of each
other. I did say, I just, like, don't know how I feel about it. Because it is something that I think Kelsey and Garrett are bound to get back together or try something else. Because we really didn't get too much of their relationship. Facts. And now that we're seeing a little bit more of them chat and talk and go to ice cream and him show up at her work and everything, we're seeing they do have chemistry. But in the beginning, it was more of a, their conversations didn't really consist of much. So now that we're seeing their personalities actually come across on camera, I just think there's too much there that they're not going to pass up. They're going to definitely see what's going on there.
Agreed.
But speaking of Kelsey's relationships and another person who we personally love, and I just want to say, since I wasn't here last week, Carson continues to blow my mind as being the most genuine, most amazing Tessa. If you guys are listening, Tessa just, like, fans herself because he's so perfect.
He's awesome.
He's so amazing. Last week, he continuously told Brandon, like, what are you doing, dude? And I heard you say, usually most guys will stick up for their friend, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So I think that's amazing, and I completely was heartbroken and crushed when Kelsey basically friend-zoned him.
Yeah. It's like a cycle. It's like the person you want doesn't want you, but the person that wants you, you usually don't want.
Right.
And I feel like Carson is such a great guy, but it's unfortunate that, you know, he wants someone who just kind of broke up with somebody.
Right.
But I did appreciate her being honest because she could have said, 100%. Yeah, let's try this and still have feelings for Garrett and still mess with Garrett. So I did applaud her for that. But I was like, no, Carson, we have to find you someone.
Right.
Because he's cute and he's a really good guy.
And he's just so sweet.
He is so sweet. Yes. And, you know, he did something that I thought was interesting, and he stopped himself, and that's what it made me like him more. He almost did the whole, like, oh, I love being friend-zoned, but he stopped himself from, like, being sarcastic about being friend-zoned. Yes. And I was like, you're honestly too good for all of this.
It's crazy.
Oh, God, Carson. I want them to give Carson, like, a... For the love of Carson, Fiesta Keys, Joe, so you can find out true love.
It's funny because obviously we know he'll definitely be fine in the world and he's going to find himself that girlfriend. But I also found it very amazing that he was able to be as open. They both, and that is something about the show, everybody's super open and honest, whether they want it to be or not. And I just found it amazing that he was like, I'm looking for a girlfriend. And then obviously she was strong enough to say, you know what, I'm not looking for it. So I totally appreciate their honesty, but I still was heartbroken and crushed when she shut him down because we all love Carson.
Nobody wants to be friend zoned.
No, hashtag Team Carson. I love him so much. But speaking of craziness and, you know, being rejected and not really knowing what to do in a relationship, maybe we should get into the Brandon and the Bradison situation. The thing we've all been wanting to deal with but haven't wanted to deal with. What are your initial thoughts on everything that's going on?
I just want to say I love Brandon's mom. And I love that she says to him, was it a mistake or is this part of your character?
Yeah.
Because moms are going to always keep it real. Some moms will, you know, go along with their sons. But I think a mother of her son, she's like, you know how I feel about cheating because I'm guessing something happened in her past.
Right.
And I just hate that sometimes Brandon tries to put the blame on Madison because she was away.
Right.
And he tried to throw that in a little bit and it's like, bro, it doesn't matter
so
where she was. So God forbid you guys are real adults and she's traveling for work. because she's not there to hold your hand, you're going to sleep with the next chick.
Right.
But I, you know.
No, but also what I loved about Paige, Madison's sister, she said, don't you dare try to blame yourself for not being there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, you should not have to babysit your boyfriend. You should be able to trust them. Like, I don't know how you guys are in a relationship, but if I am in a relationship 100%, you should know I am 100% with you no matter where I am, what atmosphere I'm going to be in. And I just automatically trust that person. I don't think in a relationship where you just are, when you love somebody, you shouldn't even have to, like, it just should be there. The trust should be there. And you shouldn't have to worry about them. And now it is one of those things that once you break that bond of trust, it's really hard to come back from that. Because your mind's always going to wonder, oh, if I am not with him by that his side, is something going to happen?
Yep.
Obviously, people can change, but it also, you have, like, gaining that trust back is really hard, especially mentally.
It's tough. It's tough. And I feel Madison, and it's like, Brandon, we get where you're coming from, but you have to give her some time because you can't just expect her to be like, oh, well, okay.
Right.
It's like, bro, and I love what her sister said. Like, you know, though this was his first relationship and he is learning, but he needs to take responsibility for what he did, which I appreciate Paige for that.
I appreciated that so much because everybody keeps giving him leniency about this being his first relationship.
Like, stop.
And that doesn't make any sense. Just because it's your first relationship doesn't mean you don't know how to not cheat on somebody.
Well, according to Tarek from talking to him last week,
I love him.
This isn't like that. This whole it's his first relationship thing really comes down to like specifics.
Like, he's situationships.
Yeah.
Right.
He's been with the girls.
So it's just like frustrating that everyone's like, oh, it's his first relationship. Because like you know how to treat someone in a relationship.
Right.
Like, I'm not a pilot, but I know that there's certain things that you shouldn't do when you're flying a plane.
Okay.
Right.
And that's crashing it.
Yeah. So it's like I know you probably shouldn't sleep with the co-pilot's wife while you're flying the plane. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things you just don't do. And so I just, 100%. Like, I'm kind of over it. But with Madison, I feel like Madison was, like, directing her anger at, like, the wrong people at first. Because, like, I get at first it's kind of like, okay, what is Canvas's intentions? But after hearing Canvas, like, explain herself and just being, like, as I'm getting more into this group, I'm realizing, like, I don't want to cross boundaries and I just, like, felt like it would be worse for me to not tell you. Because, like, she really, it was a lose-lose situation.
Right.
Yes.
And I just felt like it was very weird and out of pocket for Madison to direct her anger on Canvas, because Canvas really didn't do anything wrong there.
Right.
Canvas wasn't the one who went home.
Right.
With Brandon. She didn't, but I feel like it's all about people's perspective. I feel like Madison's not in the space to say, well, you know what?
Yeah.
I get where Canvas, because for her, all she knows is, I went to New York. This is the girl who's been trying to smash my boyfriend for the longest. Mm-hmm. She's not thinking, okay, now Canvas is coming into the show. Because I felt for Canvas this episode. Mm-hmm. But from Madison's side, I'm like, I can see where it's like, girl, are you just telling me because you wanted to stir up the drama or you really cared?
And sorry, Drew, do you want to?
No, you can go ahead.
I was just going to say something that's super frustrating. When you're in that mindset and you're super heartbroken and somebody that you already were scared of and it's almost like you feel like they've won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, the first guy that I loved and broke up with me, if the girl that I knew like was like sketchy had come up to me and been like, well, you know, like, I mean, he just was gonna, it was gonna happen. I'd be like, go away.
I'd like back
Don't
up.
Don't even talk to me. So it's kind of like you can see it from both sides.
Yeah.
Because here Canvas is trying to be like the bigger person. But also from Madison's side, when you're that upset, you can't look at someone that you know was like.
Yeah.
Because she obviously isn't part of the equation. It's not Canvas's fault.
No.
At all. But I think in her mind, because it's so, like, you're just upset about anything. Anybody having to deal with anything with Brandon right now is just going to set her off.
Yeah.
You know?
I think what frustrates me, not even that she necessarily took it out of Madison, I think, or Canvas, I think Madison is just a very overly emotional person. Yeah. And, like, I think being cheated on sucks. Absolutely. Completely feel for you. But, like, to just be this, like hot mess who just, like, is lashing out at everything and anyone and just, like, not being rational. I just feel like you're letting, I don't know, like, I feel like she's so much more than that. And it kind of, like, bummed me out to see her, like, let this just, like, be what's defining her this season, you know?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I was going to say, when Canvas did try to talk to her, I was like, oh, Madison, but I get that she's pissed. She's super angry. So I think to hear from Canvas, it's like, I don't think she's in that mind frame, because the way we watch it on TV, it's like it happened yesterday, and can't, it's not like it was spread out like a month.
Which we all know all this has been spread out over the course of like weeks, considering one day Alex has braces and the next he doesn't. I'm just like, can't get over that. No, but I feel like with what Madison's going through, like I'm putting myself in her shoes of, I know this isn't her first boyfriend, but it's someone that she's clearly loved so much. And I know that feeling of getting your heart broken and just kind of being like, did I see this? Like, you start overthinking everything and you start putting all these puzzle pieces together and you're like, oh my gosh, these signs that I saw, and like Canvas was one of those signs. So like, I know it technically isn't Canvas's fault and she should not be taking the anger out on her. And that's a situation where sometimes you need to step back. But when you're feeling those things, you kind of just have to let it loose.
Yeah.
And I think it is good that, I mean, I know Madison probably isn't going to see it this way, but I think it's good that Paige is being the person that's going to talk to Canvas to make her feel a little included and feel like it's not going to be that big of a deal at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I also think, like, you have Alex, like, Alex of all people is the one who's going to come, like, get you out of your rut.
So he's my guy. Yeah. Alex to the rescue.
But it's like, that killed me. I just feel like that's so weird to me, because for all of, like, until Brandon and Madison, all of season 1A was Madison still pining after Alex. Yeah. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Also, his, like, this plays into the whole, I think it's weird that Alex is always associated with fun and, like, whatever. The entire time they're talking, he's just like this. Like,
I love Alex.
Just no
talks.
No.
He's like a baby Pauly Shore. He's very
like, it's
monotone,
he's
very, like,
so just comfortable with himself.
That's why I think I love
just
him.
Like, that's a great point, Tessa.
Yes.
And he says so many rich boy things. I'm like, shut up. Like, when he was like, you know, like, come out on the boat, blah, blah, blah. Like, Juliet, like, she was like, yeah, but Juliet's going to be there. He's like, oh, what do you want me to do? Get two boats? And I knew that for a point, half second, he was in his mind being like, oh, I could get two boats.
I probably can.
And I was just like, oh, you're so annoying.
Like, Alex, he's like, get off that couch.
And can we also discuss the fact that Brandon and Alex were supposedly best friends last season A? Like, part one.
Yeah. But, like,
what? Yes!
They were, like, best friends.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Because when Madison pulls up to the boat and you see, like, Amanda and I see Julia, I'm like, damn. I remember when she hooked up with Brandon when Chloe and...
Right. There's just so much. Many pieces that... But it's crazy because every episode has so much in it that you forget about what happened previously.
Wow.
And so you kind of are... I was, like, putting that together when he was on the couch saying, oh, like, Brandon feels really sorry or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You guys used to be friends. We're friends. Are friends now. I don't
know.
So
confusing.
Yeah. Wait, question. Yeah. Do you think it was weird that Alex invited Madison on the boat knowing Juliet would be there and knowing they would have beef? Because I was kind of like, interesting move.
Yeah, I just feel like it just shows how much Alex does not care whatsoever about anyone but himself, because, like, you know your girlfriend literally just almost got in a fist fight with this other girl.
Right.
And that she can't stand her, and that Madison's not fond of her either. Instead of considering your girlfriend's feelings, you're going to bring your ex-girlfriend.
Who you are in love with still. And
you cheated on her with.
Yeah. This is like one of your first girlfriends. Like this isn't Chloe sitting on the couch and he's like, girl, come out to the boat. Mm. This is your ex who you still love. And I thought that was a little weird. I'm like, Alex, you're not even thinking about Juliet's feelings.
I know. I really want to get into this Juliet and Madison and everybody on the boat situation before we get into that. Because there is so much juice with that.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, I really want to bring in one point about what Brandon's mom said exactly. And I loved it when she was talking to him about, you know, his character and everything. She goes, well, you better find her and tell her you're sorry. She was literally like, because he was like, oh, she's not answering my calls. And she was like, no, no, no. You find that girl and you say you're sorry to her and you let her know how much you want her. Because it says, like, it's like if you love somebody, like, if you guys were to be ignoring calls, you still want them to call you and find you and contact you, correct?
Facts. Yeah. No, that's a fact. Like, I love that Brandon did, like, show up and kind of stalk her, because all girls and guys want that. Even when you're pushing someone away, you do want them to put in that effort and you do want them to show you love. Because to you, you're like, okay, they actually do care and they are sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and I think I like that Mama Gomes was like, look, go find that girl. Because one, you're a representation of me. I'm the mom.
Right.
My son. Mm-hmm. I didn't raise you this way. Like, and he's a rapper and, you know, he already has the, what's the word?
The bad, like, reputation.
Yeah, the bad reputation. Like, you know. So I am happy that he kind of semi-stalked her.
Yeah. And I feel like especially in a situation where you cheated on someone and they're already probably feeling very, like, vulnerable and,
right.
like,
yeah.
you feel unwanted when someone, like, yeah. does that to you. So I feel like you have to go show how much you want somebody. Yeah. Like, you consistently have to prove that, mm-hmm. Like a phone call isn't enough. That isn't, like, anybody can pick up the phone and call whoever, right. you know what I'm saying? To go find somebody and try to work it
on
out.
On jet skis.
It
makes,
on jet skis.
It seriously is. I had an ex say he was going to fight for me and then literally stop. And I'm like, okay, well, you you broke up with me and then you're trying to fight for me and then you stop fighting for
lazy,
me. Like
these boys, I tell
okay.
you.
Like, okay, cool. So I'm just saying, if you want to fight for a girl and you're saying you love her that much, yeah. it's going to take more than 2 days. Mm-hmm. I think that's so ridiculous when a guy thinks, oh, I'm going to fight for them. And then he's like, oh, don't worry. I'm fighting for you, babe. And then it's like 2 days later and yeah. he's like on to the next girl.
And you're
and
giving
he's going
up.
On other dates.
I'm
okay.
like, bro, cool story, bro. Yep.
right.
I like that he semi-stalked her.
Right. And yeah. I am proud of Madison for sticking her grounds because I was nervous when he came around Same. That she was going to like, but I'm glad she's staying her grounds.
Same.
Because you know what? Let him fight a little bit longer. Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
Because even if you want to take him back, cool. But I did get nervous because they were doing the whole, babe. I'm like, God, they're going to get back together.
But he had me because I was
he
almost like.
He had me too. He was so sweet. He's like, babe, you know, I'm like, oh, God, I'm falling for it. So
right.
I can feel
Same.
How. Because Madison's vulnerable right now. You know, she's brokenhearted, but she loves this dude.
Right.
So I'm happy that she's like, I need time. I need for you to just leave me alone.
Yeah. Annoyed because he keeps saying, well, this girl doesn't mean anything to me. It's like, well, why didn't you think about that when literally Madison's coming home the next day? Just wait one day. Don't go home with this girl. It's that simple.
But I think also it's kind of a slap in the face to be like, this girl doesn't mean anything to me, because then it's like, damn, so literally there was no, like...
Right.
You, like...
Exactly.
It wasn't like, you know, right. you liked this girl or anything. Like, you literally were just like, I'm bored, so I'm just gonna go, like...
And you couldn't wait.
Yeah, and you couldn't wait. I feel like that's a bigger slap in the face. And I think Madison's one of those people, and I think I said it last week, that it's not even necessarily the cheating that upsets you. It's mm-hmm. all the deceit and the lying and yeah. the like.
And the fact that she called and no answer, and then she yeah. was like, what were you doing? He said, I'm busy.
And yeah. then she didn't hear it from him.
Right.
But he claimed that he was going to tell her. Then she heard it from Canvas, the girl yeah. who was trying to take her boyfriend. So it makes everything 10 times worse.
So yeah. much worse.
Also, how was Canvas the only one that saw this?
I don't know.
But kind of because the producer yeah. said
like,
no.
So. It's like, I didn't see it. But if you think about it, they always,
Chloe didn't see it.
Multiple people say that when they're so blacked out drunk, right?
Right.
When they're filming and they almost forget that the cameras are there. They right. people have like they've mentioned that.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. what I'm thinking is obviously when you're drunk, you're not
That's
thinking
true.
About the people around you. So if she had her eye on Brandon that night, of yeah, course she'd be the only one.
She was staring
you
him down because
I mean?
She was trying to go home with him as well. So when she sees him, because I've done that. Like if I have my eye on a certain guy and then I look over and they're shooting the shot with someone else, I'm like, oh,
you're like, oh
never mind.
Game over.
Good night.
Wait, yeah.
so
that guys, do you guys think that if given the opportunity, she would have gone home with Brandon?
That's yes. what I want to know. Because now it's like, now the fact that she wasn't that person and she's saying she doesn't want to be, is it because he chose another girl right. over her?
Yeah. Like, I think today she would say no because now she's starting to get to know everyone and she sees who
yeah.
who he really is. But I feel like that night, because she, you know, she didn't really know Madison and she still mm-hmm. looked at it. Because I liked her narration where she's like, I mean, people call me messy, but these people are just as messy.
Right.
So I think that night, if he gave her the proposition, she would have went home.
Right.
I would have too. I mean...
But the thing with that is, I think at that point, there's too many eyeballs on that going down.
Right.
So even if she wanted to, I feel like Chloe would have, like, stopped it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Or she would have seen it on Snapchat and would have said,
girl.
I see you on Snapchat.
Chloe on Snapchat.
Like, Snapchat better give Chloe a goddamn check.
Seriously. Girl. So, like, that kills me every time, especially last episode when she's like, I saw you guys here. I was like, oh, my gosh, I love your confidence, because I would never just show up to a bar
that.
And, just sit down.
That's weird. Yeah. I see you guys on Snapchat, so I decided to show up. What?
Like, if I talked to you guys, would you accept me as a friend?
I would.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
But also, it makes me, like, if I was Chloe's friend, I'm turning my location off on my Snapchat. Like...
Because she's Clue, Detective Clue,
yeah.
and she finds out everything on Snapchat. So
yeah.
I'm turning off that locator.
Not that hard. I want to know if
and
she likes...
so vocal about it.
Yeah. I want to know if she likes the new Snapchat update, because I hate it. But I'm really curious to know if she can still do her snooping.
Chloe,
it's
do you
making
like
me realize that I'm definitely not utilizing Snapchat's abilities, I guess.
Right?
But, like, I don't really have anybody I want to look at where they are.
Well, after watching Chloe, like, there are now people that I'm like...
Right? You go to the map and you're like, let me get my Chloe on. Who can I find? She's
I love her.
She's everything.
Okay, so now let's really dive into the whole Madison going onto the boat with Juliet and this awkward tension that it causes for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it is true. Like I said, every episode we almost forget what's happened in the last. And it's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. When really, they almost got into an altercation, a physical altercation, and Juliet has to be okay with this happening. I will say, she said she's trying to be mature about the situation. I say 100% she has been.
Right.
Like, she's okay with everything that's happened, and she's been trying to just not even talk to the other girls because clearly they were mean to her. You know, like, they were blatantly saying things that when you've been drinking and you feel isolated, of course it's going to spark some sort of nerve.
Yeah.
I don't physically ever want to punch anybody, but, like, they clearly pushed her to that button. And so I think she is doing a good job of just kind of ignoring them in a way and just trying to live the life she wants with Alex. So, but I don't know. What do you guys think about this whole situation?
I feel like Alex is just not in it.
No.
Because
no.
He said she has a resting bitch face.
Oh, my gosh.
And what else did he say? That she needs to cool it?
Like, calm down.
She needed to calm down.
No.
I'm like, Alex.
I was like, whoa, Alex. Like, you brought this situation into happening. And now you're, like, not on your girlfriend's side either. So that truly shows where your loyalty is.
I don't feel sympathy for Juliet because she's shady. And I've seen her well, I don't know the girl. But from what they showed, how shady she was to her so-called friends. But she had every right to be upset because I'm like, Alex, did you even talk to your girlfriend before this?
Right.
Because like I said, this isn't any regular girl. This is your ex.
Right.
And these girls almost fought.
Right.
And you didn't even ask her. She just showed up. So Juliet's now in a situation like, hi? So I do commend her for trying to be a bigger person because she really does love Alex, even though people don't understand why.
Right.
And she's trying to make it work. So she's like, okay, I guess I have to deal with this, but this is weird, Alex.
Right. Yeah, I feel like, one, he's, like, really good at, like, invalidating his girlfriend's feelings, which is weird because, like, when he isn't dating them, he's very good at validating their feelings.
Yes!
And he's like, you should switch the two. But then also, I'm not that impressed by Juliet because if you think about it, like, she kind of has the home team advantage because all of the girls on the boat and stuff are her friends. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, she's not out of place, really, on the boat. Like, Madison's the one. Madison's already vulnerable and is now the one out of place because all the girls on the boat, it's like Hannah and Amanda and all these people that she's not really friends with. So it's like, is Juliet being mature or is just Juliet comfortable because, like, she has all of her friends there and her boyfriend.
But Madison also has her sister and knows the situation she's walking into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And I think that's just kind of the weird thing about this whole friend group in a way.
Right.
It's because if you think of all these individual people, you can totally understand where they're coming from at each moment in time. I'm sorry, but if I were Juliet and all those girls were literally talking crap about me in front of my face and I could hear it, I would be really hurt and not like them either.
Yeah, I
would
have turned up.
And it's almost as if everybody, I love you, Drew. Everybody always has something to say about her, but I don't really feel as if she says too much about them.
Well, it kind of proved the point when Alex said Hannah's cheating on her boyfriend. And then I said, okay, so now is Juliet having pillow talk with Alex?
Oh.
Because she started to get nervous in the jacuzzi when she's like, stop saying that. And he's like, well, she's going to keep talking about me.
Right.
She's cheating on her boyfriend. So it's like, you're having pillow talk, which a lot of couples do with your boyfriend about your so-called best friend.
Right.
When Amanda punched Chloe in the face, I always go back to this. And the shady things that she was saying about Chloe, I'm like, girl, I don't know. I trust me. If my friends were talking shit about me, I too would have confronted them the way that Juliet did.
Right.
Because it's like, you guys really don't have the right to talk about me. But then the other half, I'm like, I really don't feel sympathy.
Then,
but I didn't like that Alex put her in. No person should ever feel uncomfortable.
Right. And especially with their boyfriend. Your boyfriend should not put you in a scenario where you're going to feel either intimidated in the fact that that's your ex and you're always going to feel a little jealous. No matter what, you're a human being. You're going to feel a little jealous.
The way the show opened, her narration was, here's Madison and I love Alex and he's always choosing. And I'm like, Alex, you got to. I feel bad for her in that sense of how he's always putting her in those situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what can you do?
And I really can't get over that his braces go on and off in this episode. It really, really annoys me.
I love Alex.
But, yeah. I mean, I love all these characters. They're so fun to watch.
Except Polly.
the scene where he is running and blows the cigarette smoke, I just, like, what is happening?
But do you think Polly was, like, team bro when he came to his bro? Was like, yo, Hannah was talking major shit about you. And I did like that he was, I mean, Alex is not the best person. But I did like that he was sticking up for Alex.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, because that's who is putting a roof over his head.
Facts.
Listen.
Oh.
Facts. Factual.
That's his cousin. Yeah. Their cousin. So he's gonna.
Yeah, aren't they like cousins of cousins?
Yeah, bros before hoes, chicks before dicks. That's been a lot going on in this episode.
I don't know. Yeah, there's so much going on.
I just feel like that whole scene. Like, I think Alex would be the perfect like 80s comedian where like everything they
Polly Shore.
Not Alex. Polly. Oh, I think Polly would be the perfect. Like, huh? Sorry, I think Polly would be the perfect like 80s comedian where just everything is just like not funny and cheesy. And I just think that's like, I guarantee you, Polly thought he was hilarious pulling out that cigarette after his like out of breath, like 200-foot sprint. Oh my gosh.
But really, all of us were like, oh.
We're like, Polly. Yeah, that's gross.
Even Alex was like, bro, come on. And to see Alex serious, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
That's the first time I heard any emotion in his voice.
He was annoyed.
He's like, yo, what are you doing?
But yeah, and the whole, obviously, Polly tells Alex about Hannah kind of talking crap about her, or about him. But also, I kind of feel as if, tell me how you feel about this. Yeah. Hannah may, I understand she's being a good friend, but I feel like it just needs to stop because obviously Juliet's going to do what she wants.
It's getting annoying.
And it's kind of that thing where obviously you want the best for your friends and you can tell them, listen, I love you so much. This is how I feel about that person. And I understand that like you've come to me 5 times. The 6th time, I will be there for you to hear you out, but I'm not going to give you any feedback because that's it. But it's usually one thing you say once and you kind of just surpass it because clearly they're dating. It's going to happen. Right. It's going to proceed.
Yeah.
So I just feel as if it's just too much for me. But
it's annoying. Sorry.
No, what do you guys, like, do you think it's too much or do you think it's like she's, because I get she's being a good friend, but where does the line stop?
I feel like after, because I have friends whose boyfriends if it was between them and Satan, I would save Satan.
Oh, my.
Because I dislike them that much. But, like, I just feel like there's a point where you have to give, like, if they ask for your opinion, you give it, and then that's it. And if they keep coming back, then you let it be. And if you can, if you don't want to be around their boyfriend, then make it so where you don't have to hang out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends who haven't liked my boyfriend or, like, vice versa. And that's okay. I don't need you to like my boyfriend or vice versa because you're not dating them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As long as, like, I'm happy with them and me and you are good, like, those are two separate relationships that shouldn't intertwine. As long as you all are being respectful towards each other, then, like, that should be that. I just feel like Hannah, like, wants Juliet to be, like, and I feel like Hannah won't be happy until Juliet breaks up with Alex.
Right, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And also, the thing is, though, Alex did make a valid point. Listen, I know everything that's going on with you guys, but I'm not sitting there trying to break it up and make it stop it from happening. Because if you're happy, you're happy. There's nothing I can do about it.
Exactly.
But Tessa, you wanted to bring up a good point of them, like, basically Juliet's in the middle.
Yeah, and I guess my struggle with the whole thing is like, I feel like it's going to come down to an ultimatum at this point. So who's she gonna pick, and who is the better choice? Does she pick a friend, or does she pick a not so great boyfriend?
I mean, I feel like we know who she's gonna pick.
I know too, but
what's terrible though is I don't think that you should ever put your friend in a situation to have to choose a boy over you, because if you love that person, I'm never gonna tell my best friend. But I don't know, because then again, we don't exactly know what Alex has put her through. So we're just seeing the surface of them being not together than together. Because technically, in what we saw, he never cheated on her. Wait, no, he did. In the first season.
That started off with her and him, like, literally on that dock, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, are we going to do, like, this thing again? Like, don't cheat on me and don't mess it
up. But then,
like,
remember when she jumped out of the car and she was like, you just do things and you'd expect it not to hurt anybody. So maybe, I don't know. But I don't know.
But I don't think they were, like, together.
They weren't together.
It was a situationship. So she probably felt like they were together. And she was being faithful probably in the situation. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, well, we're not dating, so I'm allowed to do whatever.
I guess it's just hard because in those situations, I guess if it came down to him being a terrible person to my friend. As if he was doing something so unbearable that I couldn't stand, I would still be there for her to make sure she was safe or whatever was happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I wouldn't, I don't know.
I feel like Hannah also just doesn't like Alex as a person, not even necessarily as Juliet's boyfriend. Because, like, I have to remember that with friends, like, there are people... They're friends whose boyfriends or girlfriends I just don't like as people.
Right.
They're not doing anything wrong to my friend. And so I have to just remind myself, like, okay, you guys just don't click. They're not necessarily doing anything wrong to so-and-so.
And I feel like...
great point.
That's so great point. And that's kind of like this group of people.
Yeah.
You know, I feel as if Juliet and her friends are people that are never going to get along with Kelsey and Madison. They're just not meant to be friends. And so they're always going to have this little clash of what's happening between them. But I mean, hey, they do a great job when they promote the show because they're totally, like, kosher. I'm like, everything's good.
I've seen some interviews with them. Like, there's... Who was it with? It was Kelsey and Juliet did something with MTV where they reenacted the Hill scenes. And Chloe was directing it. And Kelsey and Juliet had to, like, hug each other or something. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable because literally tried to punch each other in the face.
Right.
And they're, like, giggling at each other. And I was like, I'm so confused as to what's happening right now.
They're great at getting along. But, you know, who else is getting along? Paige and Canvas, the stars of this episode.
What was that?
What happened?
I live. I love.
But this is something that I would like to say. Part of me is thinking, huh? But the other part is thinking, obviously Paige said she was attractive a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Canvas also pointed out earlier in this episode that she even flirts with her girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So is this too far-fetched from happening, or has it been kind of brewing?
I don't think it's far-fetched. I love that the way Siesta Key is, like, handling, like, whatever they want to, bisexual, pansexual, whatever. I love that it's not, like, they're not making a big deal out of it. It's just like, oh, they're treating it like they would treat, like, a heterosexual relationship.
Right.
And I really like that, and I'm really here for Canvas and Paige.
I know. Wait, okay, so let me ask you guys this. If you had not seen the previews, obviously we saw them get together in the previews or something that was going to happen. If you did not see that coming, would you have expected it?
No.
Yes. Only because, not that expected it, but it's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Only because Canvas gives off the vibe that she's very flirtatious and she's very open to men and women and she likes to have a good time. Like, that, like I like Canvas because of that.
Right.
Like, she's very open, no pun intended. But, and then Paige also gave off the fact that she thought she was pretty attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember even when Paige started talking to Polly, I was like, oh, okay, does she like boys and girls?
Yeah.
Right.
So, and it's something different because Paige is not really on the inside with her sister and her friends.
Right.
It's someone a little bit different. So I'm actually here for Canvas and Paige.
And you could tell when Paige was waiting around asking Canvas like more and more information, you could tell she didn't want to leave. She wanted to sit there and talk to her.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to see that kind of really play out and them go on that date. And I thought it was really nice. Everything aside, I think Canvas seems like a great addition to this cast, and I think she's a great person. And now we're kind of seeing the real side of her rather than this mysterious, we don't really know her yet, she's not in the group. Now we kind of know her, and I think now we can go forward and be thinking, this is Canvas, you know, we're starting kind of fresh with her and her character.
I just hope that, like, and I feel like this is going to happen regardless of how I feel, but I just hope Madison can handle that, like, her sister clearly likes someone and can be like, okay, I'm going to get past whatever, because at the end of the day, Canvas didn't sleep with your boyfriend.
Sucks. Right.
Someone else did. Your sister and her are clearly vibing. Like, I hope that you get over yourself and you don't make it a Madison situation and you see that your sister isn't dating Polly. And I think...
Right, then, hey, Polly over Canvas? Canvas over Polly?
Canvas over Polly.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I'm just wondering, too, you know how she keeps mentioning how Brandon's just a friend? Brandon's just a friend. Like, do you think she genuinely going forward is going to be able to think of him as just a friend?
No.
I think so. I feel like there are guys that I thought were really attractive and I flirted with, and then once it was a possibility or once, like, I saw them do something like that, I was like, nah. Yeah.
That is so true. It's like, you know, when you go out with a bunch of friends and then it's like one guy brings all his guy friends and your friend brings all his girlfriends and, like, you all kind of, like, pick who you want to date or talk to that night. And then you pick that person, and then all that, or you pick that person out from the site, and then eventually the night happens, and then you end up with someone you never thought you'd be with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's how things work. And you almost talk to that person and think, yeah, like you were saying, no, that can never be a thing.
Yeah.
And I've even had guys where I would be, no, no thanks. And then I end up chatting, and then all of a sudden it's like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
You're
time.
So cute.
But Candace did say, she's like, you know, now that I got to know him a little bit more, and I think because she's seen him go home with that girl,
right,
I think she had to evaluate that and be like, okay, is this someone that I really do want to mess with? You know, and I think as she gets to know him and see who he really is, I think she'll be like, maybe not.
I think that's true. And I think it probably, she has been observant to kind of see what these people are all about.
But I do think,
no.
If Brandon and Madison don't get together, I do see Brandon flirting with her
more.
And I do see her saying kind of like, you need to back up.
I could totally see that happening.
Because people want what they can't have.
That's
and I
true.
Can now see him like, well, Madison won't give me a chance. Hey. Yeah.
But if Brandon gets with someone else until he can, like, I want him to actually fight for her.
Literally.
If he just doesn't fight for her after this episode, I'm going to be really upset. Because I hate when people say they want something and then they don't even try for it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a job.
Yeah.
If you want it, you're going to fight for it and you're going to work really hard until you get that job. But and that's just like in a relationship. You can't say you love someone and you want them and you want, like, they're the only person in your life and the only person you want ever. And then you're just going to fight for them for a day and then call it a day.
Especially when the whole reason you don't have them now is because you decided to be an idiot.
You did that.
I hate that. Whether it be a girl or a guy, they mess up the relationship and then they're all like, oh, I want you back. And then they are 2 days later dating someone else.
A new girl comes on the show and Brandon has a new girlfriend. I see it.
Team Carson. Hashtag Team Carson.
I was
trying to do like a hashtag and then it came out with like a peace sign.
I like the peace sign.
If you guys are listening, I just did two peace signs up. Two peace signs for Carson.
This is for Carson.
He is a great guy and he's a great friend to Brandon. And it was so cute when I obviously feel more for Madison, but it was kind of a cute bro moment when he was tapping him on the back when they were walking away on the beach.
I was like, this is adorable. A little dramatic, but adorable.
Yeah. So great. Man, what a great episode and another fun recap with you lovely ladies. I guess we will have to wait until next week to see what's going to happen and what's going to go down on next week of CSTK. But with that being said, Kiki, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on social media, creeping on Siesta Keys' Twitter page for all the juiciness at Kiki Boom Boom across the board.
Drew.
And you can find me doing that and tweeting about Chadwick Boseman all week at Drew J.
Tessa Saval.
And I am Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval. And guys, tweet at Spencer Pratt.
Yes!
We're trying to get him to guest host on the show.
Yes. We would love to get Spencer Pratt.
Help us out.
If you're ever listening, Spencer Pratt, we would love to get you in the studio.
Yes.
You will join us as a guest host, please. And make sure you guys tweet us on AfterBuzz TV, hashtag Siesta Key AfterBuzz TV, whatever you need to do to get our attention. If you have any questions, anything you want to chat about, we are there. Follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. And you can find me, Ali Nasta, on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. Sorry, that was a lot. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.